Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
And now, from the creators of Aaron and Dan, 10 days, 9 months.
Yesterday on 10 days, 9 months, Mary and Joseph finally made it to their long-awaited destination, Bethlehem.
Do you think it would actually take months to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem?
Don't ruin a good story. We join our merry companions now as they approach the doors of a small little inn.
That's tautology!
Sorry?
Saying small little inn! It's tautology!
She's quite right, you know. You should just say, as they approach the doors of a small inn, or as they approach the doors of a little inn, but not both.
Look, I don't write the scripts. I just read them.
Go on then, pass the blame. Don't take responsibility for your own actions.
Just get on with it, will you?
Hello, Mr. Innkeeper person. I'd very much like to purchase a dwelling for my pregnant wife and myself.
Yeah, would you just?
Yes. I wouldn't have asked otherwise.
And what about your animal friends?
Oh, they're not our friends. Just transportation.
I beg your pardon. I thought there was some kind of fellowship developing. Not friends. Why, that cuts deeper than you can possibly imagine.
Oh, all right. We'll purchase a dwelling for the donkey and the lion as well.
What about the chickens?
What chickens?
He's referring to the multifunctional poultry devices we bought last night.
I think we were scammed.
Yes, okay, we'll take one room for the lion, donkey and chickens, and one room for Mary and me.
Two rooms, then.
Your math is second to none, my good man.
There's a slight problem if you're after two rooms.
What's that, then?
We've only got one left.
Oh, that'd be right. It hasn't exactly been an ocean liner cruise this trip, has it?
We do have a manger out the back.
A manger? Well, that's fine. Why didn't you say so? We'll take one room and one manger.
And the room is for?
He's a funny one, this fella. I don't trust him, Joseph.
It's quite all right, dear. The room, Mr. Innkeeper person, is for my wife and I. The manger is for the animals.
Right. So the room for the animals and the manger for you and your wife.
No, we'll be putting the animals in the manger and we'll take the room.
Yeah, that's what I said. Here you go.
What's that?
It's your key card. Just swipe it at the doorway and it'll let you in.
Moments later.
Come on. This is silly. Why couldn't he just give us a key?
Modern day technology, love.
What do you want?
Kitty, what are you doing in here?
This is my room. And my name's not Kitty.
Now listen here, I will not subject my expecting wife to take rest in a manger.
Should have thought about that before you made me carry you all the way to Bethlehem.
Kitty, how could you?
Betrayed by my own donkey.
And so Joseph and Mary took rest in the stable while their animals partied all night in a room above. Will they manage to catch some Z's? What will they eat for breakfast? And has Mary even seen her obstetrician once? Find out tomorrow on the final episode of 10 Days, 9 Months.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.